إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب النهي عن سب الريح. باب النهي عن سب الريح. عن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تسبوا الريح، فإذا رأيتم ما تكرهون فقولوا: اللهم إنا نسألك من خير هذه الريح وخير ما فيها وخير ما أمرت به، ونعوذ بك من شر هذه الريح وشر ما فيها وشر ما أمرت به. الحديث صححه الترمذي وأخرجه الإمام أحمد كذلك، وقال الألباني: هذا الحديث صحيح كما في الصحيحة. I welcome all of you. We'll continue reading from the explanation of كتاب التوحيد. Sheikh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn al-Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, this chapter 58 according to the English translation. You have the chapter, the prohibition of cursing, abusing, insulting, or saying anything bad about the wind. The wind. Like the well-known wind that we know, that moves the trees and the like. So the prohibition of cursing the wind. And he mentioned a hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah. And this Imam al-Tirmidhi said the hadith is sahih, is authentic. Likewise, Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Silsila Sahiha, hadith number 2756. On the authority of Ubay ibn Ka'b, one of the great scholars amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, do not curse the wind. When you see what you do not like, then say, O Allah, we ask you for the good of this wind. Because the wind brings a lot of things sometimes. Takes things away, break trees, windows and the like, especially in the storms and in the hurricanes that come with rain and wind and in other times. So it says, when you see what you do not like, then say, O Allah, we ask you for the good of this wind and the good of what is in it, and the good that you have commanded with it. And we seek refuge in you from the evil of this wind, and the evil of what it contains, and the bad that you have commanded it to do, meaning the wind. As you see, this hadith goes along with the other, this chapter with the chapter before it, that you don't attribute things to the time or let us do not curse the time, but and likewise this, do not curse and abuse the wind. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات كما في الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. أما مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد, as for the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد, in another terms, that the Sheikh is giving us the reason why Sheikh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى introduced this chapter in his book كتاب التوحيد. قال أن سب الريح سب لمدبرها وهو الله تعالى لأنها تجري أي الريح بأمره، فسبها مخل بالتوحيد، فسبها مخل بالتوحيد. So what connection is this, the wind, as those who say bad things about the wind? In a windy day, some people, they say bad things about the wind. They curse the wind and the like. The Sheikh says, because actually abusing or insulting the wind is actually just an abuse to the one who created it and directed it. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who created the wind and sent it to where He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have windy days and we don't have no windy days, as far as we can feel. You know? Because He says the wind is subjected to His command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wind, which is al-rih, or al-riyah in Arabic, is subjected to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, cursing it, insulting it, calling it name, that's not from Tawheed, doesn't go with the Tawheed. Ayna. Amma an al-Tarajim, fa al-Sahabi alladhi rawa hadha al-Hadith, huwa al-Sahabi al-Jalil, Ubay ibn Ka'b, ibn Qais al-Ansari. هو أبي ابن عبيد بن زيد بن معاوية ابن قيس بن عمر بن مالك ابن النجار الأنصاري الخزرجي أبو المنذر. أبو المنذر صحابي جليل. He is a great companion from the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكان من قراء الصحابة وعلمائهم. He was from the Sahaba who memorized the Quran and have the knowledge of the Quran. And he was from the ulama, the great scholars amongst the companions. From his virtues, we'll read to you from Ad-Durr al-Nadid, Ala Abwab al-Tawheed, just some of the virtues of this great companion. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له إن الله أمرني أن أقرأ عليك لم يكن الذين كفروا. قال وسماني؟ قال نعم. فبكى أبي. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. From the many virtues of the highlight, the text that highlight the virtue of this great companion, Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه, is this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari or Imam Muslim, رحمه الله. You will find it in the very beginning of the book, or their books, in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 65, and Sahih Muslim, hadith number 44. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, he said to Ubay ibn Ka'b, verily Allah ordered me to recite Quran to you. And he recited, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ Al-Bayyina. Ubay says, Allah mentioned me by my name? Allah. He said, Allah mentioned me by name? He says, yes. So Ubay, he cried. Allahu Akbar. قال الهيثم بن عدي مات سنة 19 وقال خليفة بن الخياط في سنة 32 ويقال مات في أبي بن كعب ويقال مات في خلافة عمر. So as for his death, it's different narrations. Some say they die in the year 19, some say 30 or 32 of the Hijrah, while others they say he died in the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. While others they said he died in the Khilafah of Uthman. Alayyin. قال لا تسبوا الريح أي لا تشتموها ولا تلعنوها للحوق ضرر بسببها. Here it is prohibition from the Prophet ﷺ. A Muslim does not abuse, curse, call bad names, the wind with bad names, because the wind caused some harm to him or to his property. The kuffar, the atheists, they say what they say. They have no manners, no iman. But the Muslim doesn't imitate what the kuffar say or the hypocrites. If the wind, the wind has nothing to do with what happened to you. This is by Allah's leave, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فإذا رأيتم ما تكرهون أي من الريح مما شدة حرها أو بردها أو قوتها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you see from it that which you dislike and you do not like from it, and the Sheikh explained as an example the thing that you may see and that the wind may bring as related to it's a cold day. That's why sometimes you hear temperature is going to be 35, but the wind chill, make it what? They say 15, as they say. So the wind contributes into making the things, you know, it's already cold, but it's coming at you now, all right? And also in the heat, in a windy, hot day, it's not like a just a regular hot day, because that wind come at your face and bring that heat. I don't know how they call it. Whatever they call it, man. And also, the wind is strong. Again, very strong. Destroy things, Allah Musta'an. So yes, these things happen. That's what the wind brings about. So, the Prophet ﷺ directs us to do what is right and to say what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالمعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله, ينهى صلى الله عليه وسلم عن سب الريح. لماذا؟ لأنها مخلوقة مأمورة من الله, فسبها سب لله والعياذ بالله, وتسخط لقضائه على قضائه سبحانه وتعالى. So in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he forbids anyone from cursing and insulting the wind, because the wind is created by Allah and commanded and subjected to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is created by Allah and subjected to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So insulting or cursing the wind, actually this insult goes to Allah, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such thing. And disapproving of his qadr, Allah decreed that day to be windy. Sometimes people are planning to do something in a particular day. They want to do a walima, they want to do a cookout, they want to do a trip field, I don't know where, and it's windy that day. And then you find people, they say many things that we Muslims should not say. Such as, why not today? Why just today? Oh, this, the whole week was beautiful, that's today. We plan for this, as they say, they planned for this cookout, whatever, all of a sudden now it's this wind. May Allah this and this, and they start abusing the wind. You think this is right? No, it's not right. Alayin, or somebody just put this fence, nice fence around his property. Huh? Go to sleep, it was a windy day, a windy night. Come out, find a part of the fence is gone. Now what he's going to do? Attribute it to the wind and abuse the wind? No. Say, alhamdulillah. The house still there. Yeah, there only a part of the fence is gone. But your house still there and the rest of the fence is still there. Home Depot still there, so you can go get some wood. Huh? Look at the ni'mah. Hey, subhanAllah. Now, in other places, in other countries, or other parts in this country as well, like the Midwest mainly, right? That's where they call them? Tornadoes and twisters. Same thing? Tornadoes and twisters? twist his leg bigger. I'm talking to you guys. He's looking at me. I'm asking you.
I don't know.
You're from the Midwest, man.
I don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference?
Because in Oklahoma, we just call them tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
They have numbers.
I've seen it in the airport when I go there.
Yeah.
I've seen it in every single airport I went so far. Those that went to the Midwest, they have this runway or something. Like for the people in the airport, they have a sign that says, in the case of tornado, go down. They go to the basements. You've seen it? I've seen it. Anyway, they say tornadoes, it is twisters. It's a strong wind. And subhanAllah, we've seen this before. And they destroyed the whole village, the whole town. SubhanAllah. By Allah's leave. So we do not curse the wind and say, oh, this awful wind, this cursed wind, this, that, la. Because the believer, he follows the orders of Allah. He follows the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم أرشد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الرجوع إلى خالقها بسؤاله من خيرها والاستعاذة به من شرها لما في ذلك من العبودية لله تعالى وذلك هو حال أهل التوحيد. After Allah, after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم highlight the prohibition, what is prohibited to do in a windy day when you see the wind, and especially if the wind causes you some harm. If any harm causes you because of the wind, then you do not curse the wind or attribute that to the wind, but rather you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayna, you turn back to its creator, the one who created the wind, and ask him the good of it. And you seek refuge with him subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bad that may be in the result of the wind. Because in a windy day, you don't know what may happen. Tree may fall in your car. What happened? It's windy, a tree falls in a car. Sometimes it's even more than that. The tree, big tree, falls in a whole house. The house damage, severe damage. Sometimes may fall on the kids. Many things could happen and the like. So we turn, when you see things like that, a windy day, subhanAllah, look at the Tawheed, the importance of Tawheed. So you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him the good of it. And, because there's a lot of good in the wind. Wind is very good in so many ways. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from its evil. And this is, when a person does this, he shows that he's a true servant of Allah. He turns all of his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way and the position of the people of Tawheed, those who understand Tawheed, not just our Tawheed. No, you gotta understand it so we can apply it. Not just, oh, what is the meaning of Tawheed? Oh, to worship only one God, Allah. He's the true God. The meaning of La ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah. The aspects of Tawheed, three aspects. What are they? Tawheed Rabbiyyah, Tawheed Uluhiyyah, Asma Sifat. Okay, in a windy day, he's cursing. Why me? Just my car. Why this tree fall only on my car? What is your Tawheed now, brother? Only on paper? Only on paper. You get A+ in a test, but in a real test, on the field, nothing? Why me? Huh? No. Say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Munasabatu al-hadith ilil bab anna fihi an-nahy an sabb ar-rih. Once again, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he break it down for us and tells us why, from all the many thousands and thousands of narrations of the Prophet Shaykh al-Islam, he chose this one. Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah chose this particular narration as a proof in to this chapter. Because These hadith comprise the prohibition of cursing and abusing and insulting the wind. And that's the chapter itself. The title of the chapter, Bab al-Nahyi an Sabbi al-Rih. ما يستفاد من الحديث؟ What are some of the benefits that you brothers deducted from this hadith? I listen to you first, inshallah ta'ala. What are some of the benefits from the hadith? I'm going to repeat the hadith for you. And Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, because the narration, the benefits given from the hadith. And Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la tasubbu al-rih. On the authority of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not abuse or curse or insult the wind. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَكْرَهُونَ فَقُولُوا. If you see something you dislike from it, as the Shaykh explained, if it causes you any harm, if you went through any hardship on a windy day, on a night, you should say, اللهم إنا نسألك من خير هذه الريح وخير ما فيها وخير ما أمرت به. Oh Allah, we ask you the good of this wind and what's in the good in it and the good that it was commanded with. It was commanded with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ هَذِهِ الْرِيحِ وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا وَشَرِّ مَا أُمِرَتْ بِهِ. And we seek refuge with you, O Allah, from its evil, the evil of this wind, and the evil within it, and the evil of that which it was commanded with. Na'am. Some of the benefits. Meaning I'm... Naam, akhi. Usman.
It is forbidden to cry the wind, or... Yeah, it is forbidden to cry the wind, or abuse it.
Say that again?
It is strictly forbidden to cry the wind, or abuse it.
Aye, ahsant. Hawa kadali. Jazakallah khair. That was one. Naam. Sheikh selected four, alhamdulillah. Naam.
Dua.
Amr, no.
Kayfiyat al-du'a.
Kayfiyat al-du'a. Min ayna atayta bihadihi al-fa'ida?
Al-hadith.
Fain?
From God.
Huh?
Rasulullah
s.a.w. called. Maza qala?
Ah,
ahsant. Barakallah. كيفية الدعاء يعني يعني أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أرشدنا إلى الدعاء. أحسنت. نعم محمد. أحسنت. After the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made tells us what prohibited for us to say, then he give us the right thing to say. Okay? And it's very important. And if you notice, this is throughout many, many fawaid that the Shaykh Fawzan, he brings us also, whenever the Prophet ﷺ prohibits from something, he give us the right thing. When he tells us, don't do this, he tells us what to do, the right thing to do. Don't say this, Prophet ﷺ, or a guide us to that which we say, the right thing. Now, what else? The right wind. Abhi Ahmed.
Abusing the creation of Allah.
Huh?
Abusing the creation of Allah like the wind.
Uh-huh.
It's like saying bad things about Allah.
Ahsant. Now. Yes. What else? Now.
Remember Allah and... Like in the
hardest
time, remember Allah and asking for His protection.
أحسنت. نعم. جزاكم الله خير. Number one, قال الشيخ صالح فوزان أولا النهي عن سب الريح. النهي عن سب الريح. The first part of this benefit, and I'm going to ask you a question before I finish it. He says it is prohibited to curse or abuse the wind. Why?
Created and sent by Allah.
Huh?
It was created and sent by Allah.
Ahsant. Huh? Ish? Ruh? No. Khalq. خلق من الله خلق المدبر انت اي حديث عندك حديث اقرا الحديث
عن ابي هريره ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الريح الريح من روح الله تاتي بالرحمه والحق والعذاب فلا تسبوها ولكن اسالوا
حديث رواه أحمد أبو داود بن ماجه.
720.
هو صحيح هنا. That's another حديث. Is in ابن ماجه وأحمد وأبو داود. And it's in صحيح سنن أبو داود. نعم. أحسنت. It is strictly prohibited to curse or abuse the wind because it is a creature and subjected to the command of Allah. فَيَرْجِعُ السَّبُّ إِلَى خَلِقِهُ مُدَبِّرِهُ. So the one who cursed the wind, actually in reality he's cursing the one who ordered it, and that is subjected to his command. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how it is? So we have to pay attention to the expressions that run on the tongue of certain people. And we as Muslims, we have to be careful. Tawheed is not just praying to Allah and don't prostrate to an idol, for example, or going to a grave and asking the grave, dead grave, the shirk. And no, there is in everything. In a windy day, in a hot day, what do you say, what do you not say, is very important. ثانيا الرجوع إلى الله والاستعادة به من شر ما خلق. You got to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, not just in a windy day. We as Muslims, believers, we have to turn our affairs to Allah and seek refuge with Him from the evil that He has created. Who can give me an ayah that goes along with this? Huh? Ahsant. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Huh? Was the complete the surah? Akhana. The one who gave the answer. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. That's what it is. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ. You seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the dawn, Al-Falaq, from what? From the evil of what He has created. So we turn to Allah. We don't just say stuff and get mad and say anything we want to say, oh, because I'm mad. Even when somebody try to advise somebody, he finds somebody like, ah, just leave him, ah, he's going through something right now. You mean going through something? This man, he's cursing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if he cursed the wind, the Sheikh says it goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the one who commands the wind. Right now, it's not personal. The wind just come to you. It's not personal. This is the qadar of Allah. Now we have to advise one another, inshallah ta'ala. ثالثا, أن الريح تكون مأمورة بالخير وتكون مأمورة بالشر. Likewise, the wind, it could be commanded, and of course by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with good, it brings good, or to bring bad. What is the good that the wind? Do you know any good the wind do by Allah's command and does? What the wind do? Like, for example, now.
Move the clouds to north for the rain.
Move the clouds, now. Mm-hmm. Abdul Majid?
Bring some coolness on a hot day.
Bring a coolness on a hard day. Na'am? What else? Luqman?
Spread the seeds.
Spread the seeds? Ah, that's what it is. What's the other word? The other word you just said right now.
Pollination.
Na'am. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ إيش؟ لَوَاقِحَ. The wind do a lot of good things, we just don't know. Because Allah is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. A windy day, that little insect that running and you run away from it and you don't want it around you is there for a reason. That little insect that you want to like, where is it? Let's get it. It's there for a reason. Nah, you don't want it around you, but it's there for a reason. So one of the things of the wind also, it pollinates. You know? I'll give you an example. Like, for example, the people who have trees, fig trees for like that produce fruits. Let's just choose one of them to make it easy. Like the palm trees, date palm trees, okay, that produce dates. The people, what they do, they, those who have knowledge of these things, okay, of course, they, every field, you gotta have knowledge of it. So they have knowledge, there is a particular time of the year where they go to the palm tree. Some of us, maybe we didn't even see palm tree, it's only in real. But these are people, they live around those trees, that's all they do. Like us, we live around these big trees. What do they call them?
Oak trees.
These are oak trees. I don't know what they call them. Pine.
Oak pine.
Both. Okay. So they are oak and pine. Okay. So these big trees in Georgia. Alhamdulillah. Somebody just moved to Georgia. He's like, wow, Allahu Akbar. Allah, nice trees. Alhamdulillah. But you ask someone who's been around them and they can tell you a lot about it. A lot. One thing they can tell you about this oak pine tree is what it is?
Pollen.
What else? Something. They stay what? They stay green. No?
Evergreen.
They consider evergreens, right? They are? No, right? The pine. The pine is evergreen, yes. No. Alayin, those people with the palm trees, in a certain time, they go to a certain place of the tree and they put some cuts in there. Okay? Because every tree has a male and a female, too. You see? We don't know this. So the wind brings the pollen from the male to the female. And that's why it gets windy in certain times. And that's why those people who have farms, they, alhamdulillah, they're waiting for this wind. Somebody who is going to go for a cookout don't even care because he's going to go buy some dates in Walmart or whatever. He don't care. Like, why the wind? No, the people, the farmer, they like, alhamdulillah, the wind is here because he's going to carry the pollens from one tree to another. Allahu Akbar. But also, this wind that brings good can bring with it what? Destruction. Seeing, subhanAllah, tornado or twister or the like. SubhanAllah. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Number 4, الإرشاد إلى الكلام النافع إذا رأى الإنسان ما يكره للسلام من شره. The Prophet ﷺ informed us to and guide us to say that which is beneficial for us whenever we see something we dislike. And this is how we seek protection from that. We seek protection from that by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by applying the tawheed we're learning in those moments. In a windy day, tornado coming, oh, we're done, man, we're dead, that's it. No, you mean you're dead. Turn to Allah with Tawheed. A hurricane is coming, mashallah, they say he may come, he may not come.
they predict those things because of the knowledge Allah has given them. They see it coming and they have this materials now by Allah's leave. Alhamdulillah. Same way these cell phones and stuff. 50 years ago, somebody tell you, look, I'm going to call somebody in China. He says, how are you going to call him? No, right now. I'm going to talk to him right now. Did you remember me? I can give you an example. Who remember when the Bluetooth just came out? You remember, Abdullah, the Bluetooth? Did you used to see people talking to themselves, right? Huh? When these Bluetooth, they just came out, everywhere. I tell you that. Huh? People, they say, Abdullah, he's one of them. They think like he's talking to himself. Until he was known, no, it's not like there's the Bluetooth. Me, personally, I used to go shopping when the Bluetooth just came in. Especially, we don't know because their Bluetooth is so... See, when a person has a phone, they like this. They're holding it to their ears, right? Mm-hmm. Now these people, they're doing something else. They're like this. I told you, man. He's talking to himself. No, it's not like that. It's like, alhamdulillah. The man is walking by himself. In the bus, in this. And you were like, why are he talking? Mm-hmm. And then they find out that was what? The Bluetooth. So it's an example. So it's very important for us, Ikhwan, to keep that in mind. It's not everything coming your way. There's a lot of things we don't know. Why they're there. Alhamdulillah. But there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Hakim. Is the all-wise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us strong in Tawheed, in understanding it, and in applying it in our daily lives. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا